Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
All right, we're digging in today. We're looking at this series of foundations. What is Hope City about? What are we all about? What are we really focused on? It's our last Sunday of this foundation series. We've looked at the mission as a church, which our mission is to love God and love people, right? So if we have this relationship right, then we'll have this relationship right. And we don't just say it. It's something that's so important to us that we focus on that. And we always come back every year during our birthday time to really look at, like, what's important. We want to love God and love people well. We've looked at how we biblically handle conflict and the importance of forgiveness. There are people walking through some incredible forgiveness in this season. Things that you've held maybe since you were a child. We've also talked about the importance of generosity in our time, talents, and treasure. Really taking that and saying, God, what do you want me to do for your kingdom? Last week, Paula talked about how we fully love people and makes Hope City a safe place to heal. And we firmly believe that, fully loving people. And today I want to finish up our series by looking at how we're equipped to make a difference. At Hope City, our mission is to love God and love people, where people are fully loved, safe to heal, and equipped to make a difference. And I really think this is how we grow spiritually too. I think this idea of really loving well and stepping into what God has for you is to grow spiritually and experiencing God in a powerful way. And what we've always said here at Hope City is spiritual growth happens one step at a time. Sometimes in life, we look at what all the things that we need to fix, and it's like 20 things, and it gets so overwhelming. And here's what I'm saying is, you just take the next step. What is God calling you to do next? That's your next step. And if we'll make those next steps, a series of next steps, when God tells you you're obedient, then he'll tell you again, and you step out again, and then you step out again. The average Christian stops growing at 7 years in. So if you are here, and you're like, man, I'm not growing spiritually. Like, I'm kind of just stuck. Ask the Lord, what's my next step? And you might go, well, man, I haven't heard God speak since he spoke to me last. So my question to you is, did you do what he told you to do back then? Because he may still be waiting for you to take the next step. Spiritual growth happens one step at a time. What is your next step? To follow Jesus, we also must be willing to surrender our life and then obediently follow him wherever he leads. You know, if you've been around, we've been talking about the importance of obedience, sacrifice, and discipline. I gotcha. All fun words. But that's part of spiritual growth. I'm convinced that obedience, sacrifice, and discipline are the keys to seeing God move powerfully in our lives, aligning our will with his will. Listen, this doesn't have anything to do with salvation, because salvation's a free gift. You get saved, and God shows up in your life, but here's the thing. You can just stay there, and it's basically fire insurance. Or you can walk out and say, God, I know you have abundance for me. I'm going to walk into what you have for me and take it way past salvation, because, God, I know you have good things for me. I'm going to step out. I'm going to experience all that you have for me. I don't want to leave anything on the table. I want all that you have for me, God. Getting saved and accepting Jesus is just the first step. You can stay there. But here's what I want to tell you. As you stay there, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. God calls us to grow. That happens when we are obedient, we sacrifice, and we discipline. There's three things that we encourage you to do here at Hope City. Be here on Sundays, which is fully loved. Experience what God is doing. Listen, the average believer right now is showing up to church one time a month, and that is not enough. That's spiritual death, because it means you're isolated. I'm going to tell you, I don't think we can live without this time together. It can't just be, well, if I have nothing better going on in my life, or if I feel like it. I want to tell you something. The Sundays you don't feel like being here are the Sundays you need to be here, because you're probably going to get something out of it. Join a life group where you're safe to heal. Well, Pastor, I don't have time. Lies. I'm doing Paula. If you're here last week, you know. Join a life group and then find a place to serve where you're equipped to make a difference. If you give us a year and you really plug in those three areas, I promise you, you'll be changed. You'll be transformed. Being in community is so important, and finding a place to serve is so important to your Christian journey and spiritual growth. What it does is it breaks the "it's all about me" to "it's all about others." In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking and challenging you in the areas of stewardship and generosity, your time, your talents, and your treasures. Many people have stepped out and they've trusted God. We've talked about the importance of sowing and reaping. The seed you're planting now is going to set you up for 2026. Thank you, Audrey. You are awesome. You knew what I needed. And that's in our time, our talents, and our treasures. You plant the seed now and you're going to see an incredible blessing in 2026. We're in the last quarter of the year. And I've seen people planting seeds, and I know there are already testimonies of God showing up. What you sow, you're going to reap. What you're planting right now will set you up for 2026. When we talk about stewardship and what God is asking from us, we're talking about our time, our talent, and our treasures. God gave you everything you have when it comes to your time, your talent, and your treasures. Well, Pastor Jason, I'm a self-made man. No, you're not. You did nothing to gain the talents and the time that you have. Well, I've got everything under control. How's that working for you? It all comes from Him. And that's what we have to have this perspective to say, God, all of my time, all of my treasures, all of my talents are yours first. What do you want me to do with them? Not what I want to do with them, and then I'll come and ask God a little bit later on. Here's the scraps of my life. What do you want me to do with it? You can always get more money, but you can't get more time. It's the greatest resource you have. And I've said this all along. God calls us to manage our time well, putting God first. You show me your calendar and your pocketbook, and I can tell you exactly where your heart is. Let's go through it together. Well, Pastor, I don't have enough time. Listen, this binging Netflix, I've got to do this. This new series out, I just don't have enough time. Lies. You do have enough time, and you literally will make time for what's important to you. You literally fund what's important to you. I want to focus today on how we steward our time and our talents. We need to be focused on making a kingdom difference with our time, our talents, and our treasures. That time, that talent, that treasure was not given to you just to build your own kingdom. It's a futile process to think, I'm going to use everything I have to build my own kingdom, because you're never going to have enough. It's a vicious circle. To do that, you have to be equipped, and you have to be focused on making a difference in our lives to use our time, our talents, and our treasures for the kingdom, which is what we focus on at Hope City. We want to make sure you're equipped and focus on making a kingdom difference. One of the ways you can make a kingdom difference is by finding a place to serve. There should not be one area of our church that we don't have enough people, because you're all here. Every one of us need to find a place to get involved. Don't just come and sit. I know it's comfortable to come and sit. But this is not a consumer church. This is a serving church. That's what this is all about. So if it's all about you and all about what you're getting, you're missing out on what God has for you. The only thing that's lasting in this life is what we do for the kingdom of God. Think of all the time we spend wasted running after the things of this world. We waste a lot of our talent running after the things of this world, which has no eternal significance. We have to prioritize God's kingdom when it comes to how we spend our time and we use our gifts and talents. And what I want to challenge us today is I want you to look at your gifts and your talents in a different way. What God gave you and what He's asking you to do with it. A great story in Scripture that speaks on the importance of stewardship of our time and our talents is found in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. And I want to read it together. We got a lot of Scripture here, but I'm going to read it to you and then we're going to dissect it a little bit, okay? For it'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to his property. And this is Jesus telling a parable of the talents, is what it's called in Scripture. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents were at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who received the 1 talent went on and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them, and he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I've made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me two talents. Here, I've made more I've made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you up over much. Listen up, guys. Especially this. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown, and I gather where I scattered no seed. When you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, Even what he has will be taken away, and cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. And that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You might be a 1 talent person here today. Hey, it's okay if you are. You might be a 5 talent. You might be a 2 talent. What you do with that talent is what I'm concerned about. I want to dig into 3 keys about finding what Jesus is saying in this portion of scripture when it comes to our time, our talents, and our treasures. Key number 1, maximize the talents you've been given. There are some 1 talent people, 2 talent people, and 5 talent people in this room. And I want to tell you, if you're a 1 talent person, guess what? God wants you to be a 2 talent person. He's going to walk out what you have. But listen, you can't bury it. You can't put it in the ground thinking like what happens if I lose it? And if you notice in scripture, the master gave these talents according to each servant's ability. It's important to recognize if you're a 1 talent person, a 2 talent person, or a 5 person talent, and then maximize the talents you've been given. If you're a 1 talent person, stop comparing yourself to a 5 talent person. Because God's not saying one is better than the other. What God's saying is what you do with that 1 talent, maximize it. Don't bury it in the ground. Get it out and start doing something for the kingdom. Comparison is a sin, and it literally robs you from maximizing the time and the talent you've been given. You know how you maximize a talent? You step out. You start doing something with it for the kingdom. What you do in this world with that talent, that to me, that's a side effect. That's a blessing on the side. What you do for the kingdom with that 1 talent, that's how you maximize it. And if you notice the scripture, when the master came back, all he asked the servant is, what have you done with the talents you've been given? Not, well, man, you only have 1, you should be like the 5. But see, we compare it and we go, well, man, I wish I could be like them. And what it does is it literally stops you in your tracks. The five talent person doubled their talents to 10 talents. And actually, he walked out with 11 when it was all said and done. The 2 talent person doubled their talents to 4, and the 1 talent person buried theirs. He didn't compare the 5 person talent to the 1 person talent. If you are faithful and you maximize what God has given you, he will give you more. And I want to tell you, the more time you spend in his presence, the more he's going to use you in powerful ways. And I believe that there's some 1 talent people that God's calling to be 10 talent by the time it's said and done. You have potential. God wants to use you, and the best way to do it is step in, even at Hope City, and find a place to start. Start using that talent. Start using it to bless other people. God did not give you that talent just to hold on to it and to bury it. And listen, here's what I feel like the Lord told me as I was praying coming in. Some of you have been told all your life that 1 talent needs to be buried. How you talk, how you think. Some of the things that you're looking at in your life that are a negative are actually the talent God's given you, and you need to stop listening to the lies of the enemy. Today's a day when you need to say, God, you've given me this talent, and it doesn't matter what anybody else has said, I'm going to use it, I'm going to step out, and I'm going to do what you've called me to do. You've buried your talent because of what other people have said in your life, maybe even your parents. Maybe that talent that you have for the kingdom drove them nuts, and every time they turned around, they tried to reshape who you were, and God is saying, no, I gave you that talent to make a kingdom difference, and today you need to step out in it. Maybe you've been in a church, and there's a fancy buzzword right now going around called church hurt. And you've come here, and you're sitting on a back shelf because you were hurt in church, and the enemy has used everything he can to keep your talents buried because of that church hurt. And today I want to tell you, it's time to step up and step out. Get healed from that. If you have been faithful and you maximize what God has given you, he will give you more, just like the master did in the story. And I don't know about you, but I want my life to matter for the kingdom. I want my talents to matter for the kingdom. I want to bring people with me. My goal is to fill up heaven. It's not to build a kingdom here, because the kingdoms we build here, it's all going to burn. That's what Scripture says. And how much time do we spend worried about all of the things going on here that buries our talent when God is saying, listen, step out and use the talent that I've given you. And here's the thing. God doesn't want a one-talent person just to stay a one-talent person. He wants to grow you and use you. And I want to tell you something. When you are using your gifts and your talents, it's like literally gas on a fire. When you are who God's created you to be and you're using those gifts to reach people and to touch their lives, it literally changes you. The key is maximizing the talent you have. And I want to hear someday, Matthew 25:21, when Jesus came, and I think we're going to hear those words from God. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy of your master. Some of you have a heart to do a lot for the kingdom, and it literally has kept you stuck because you don't know what's next. All I'm saying is step out and start using your talent for the kingdom. Start using how God created you and how he built you. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Just maximize what he's given. Key number two, realize this. You are going to be held accountable for what you do with your talents. Okay? In Scripture, this is all red letter. So this was Jesus talking. There's going to be a time when Jesus comes back and goes, I gave you these talents. What did you do with them? How we use our time, our talent, and our treasure to make a kingdom difference is so important. And you notice each servant had to answer to the master for how they steward the talents that had been given them. Two people doubled their talents, one person buried. Do not be the person that buries your talent. Some of you need to go home and get that shovel out of life and start unburying that talent that God's given you. Well, God, man, I just don't have a lot to offer the kingdom. Yes, you do. Dig it up. Pull that talent out. That talent you buried. The servant that buried their talent got a very strong response from the master. I want to read this again, Matthew 25:26-30, because I think we're going to hear some of these words again if we bury our talent. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one that has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has more, will more be given. Oh my goodness. I think I need to go back to bed. And he will have abundance. Will you say that word with me? Abundance? How many of you want abundance in your life? I do. The more you step out, the more you use your talents for the kingdom, you are going to see abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away, and cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I believe God's going to come and say, I gave you these talents, what have you done with them? I built these into your life for the kingdom. Well, God, I built a great career. I don't think that's going to be a good enough answer. In fact, I think that's somewhat how we bury our talents. Well, I gave it all so that I'd have a big bank account. I gave it all so that I'd be successful in this world. Burying your talent, that's what's happening. Because if you're not using it for the kingdom, you're missing out. What can we expect the same response when we bury our talent? How do we bury our talent? By not using it and growing the talent that God has given us. By not being equipped to make a difference. Or using our talent selfishly for the things of this world. We need to put aside all excuses why we can't grow our talent and use our talent for the kingdom. I don't have time. What if I fail when I step up? I'm afraid of using my talent. My talent can't make a kingdom difference. I stepped out and I got burned the last time I did that. Like, I just need to hold on to it. If you will step out and you'll use your talent for the kingdom. In fact, how does that look here at church? God, I'll serve wherever I need to be served, wherever I need to serve. God, I'll use my talent for your kingdom. I'll find a place, God, in the body of Christ where I can use my talent, where it's safe to learn my talent, where it's safe to step out. Be ready to answer the master when he comes and says, what do you do? What have you done with what I've given you? And that price that the one talent person paid in that scripture about being a cast into outer darkness in the place that there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, I mean, it just like you look at it, and I think what we see is there is a price for not using our talents according to what God has given us. Key number three, how you see the master affects what you do with your talent. The problem with the one talent person was the way he saw his master. The problem with us today by not using our talents sometimes is the way we see God, the way we filter him. Matthew 25, 24 through 25 says this. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid. And I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. The way the servant saw his master affected what he did with his talent. The way you see God will affect how you use your talents for the kingdom of God. Fear holds you back from using your time, your talents, and treasures for the kingdom. I'm afraid to step forward. I'm afraid to step out because what if? What if I fail? What if I don't have time? What if it makes me too busy? What ifs? If you see God in a way that says that he is not going to come alongside of you and help you to maximize those gifts, I think you miss out on what God wants you to do. Fear holds us back from using our time, our talents, and our treasures. And one of the big things is, what if I don't have enough? What if I don't have enough time? What if I'm not going to have enough in my bank account? What you're thinking of is a poverty perspective versus a generosity perspective. Because what the kingdom of God says, if you will use your time, your talents, and treasures, he will give you more. But holding on to it, which is the worldly way of doing things, holding on to it and not giving really does make it so we don't have enough. The poverty spirit plays a big role in how we see things. It says this, you are never going to have enough, so you better hold on to what you have. The generous spirit says, God, I will give what you give me, and you'll continue to pour through me. I'm a vessel that you're going to use to do incredible things, and I will grow your talents, and I will grow your influence for the kingdom. I will grow what I've given you if you let it happen. You might be afraid that you're going to fail. When you're afraid, listen, you are never going to fail if you'll step out. The poverty spirit is broken off our lives by generosity. When you see God as a generous God and faithful, you're going to trust him fully. You can give what you have because you know that God will supply all your needs. If you have a hard time when it comes to using your time, your talents, and treasure to forward God's kingdom, take some time to dig down to the root of why. It might be because how you see God. Here's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to lay down your time, your talent, and your treasures. Put it at the altar and say, God, what do you have to say to me about this? God, if you see yourself that you don't even have anything to offer. You don't even see yourself as a one talent person. You need to stop and say, God, what is the truth? What do you want me to do with these talents that you've given me? God, what's the truth about what people have spoken over me? Have you buried your talent because you're afraid of using it? Have you buried your talent because you feel like you're not going to have enough? Have you buried your talent and you're waiting? God, when I have time sometime, I'm going to do it. Why is your talent been buried? Ask the Lord to speak to you. Take it to him and say, God, you have say over these areas of my life, my time, my talent, my treasures, how I spend that, God, you have say. I want to follow your way for my life. I'm going to give up control of that. And some of you, that brings fear into your heart. Anytime fear comes on the scene, it shows you how you see God. And my question is, do you trust him enough with your time, your talents, and your treasure? Let him speak to you about that. And some of you, a lot of you need to be obedient, step up and say, okay, God, I'm using my time, my talent, my treasures for your kingdom. I'm going to find a place to serve. I'm going to find a place when you are serving and giving out, it is the best place you can be. And God's saying, listen, I'm not only going to keep you as a one talent, I'm going to double. I'm going to triple. I'm going to give you, and I want to tell you, the overflow from that will take care of every other aspect of life. You don't have to worry about what God's going to do outside of your walk with the Lord. He's going to take care of it. Because God's an overflow God. He doubles and triples our talents. And so today I want to challenge you. Find a place to get equipped. Find a place to serve. Find a place to let your roots grow down deep. Don't bury that talent anymore. Will you bow your heads across this room?
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.